Today, I'm going to talk about the small stuff. I mean, you've probably all heard the don't sweat the small stuff, and then the counter to that is it's all small stuff kind of thing. So, and it kind of is all small stuff. The most important things are the little things. And I have a story that I really like, and I keep seeing it pop up different places, but I'll tell you anyway, it's the story of the red boat. So a handyman was asked to paint a boat. It was just a small rowboat, just a simple thing, maybe big enough for four or five people, and, you know, would take a few hours to clean it and paint it. And so as he's going through and prepping the boat, he noticed two small holes in the boat. And he didn't have the stuff to fix it, so, you know, he wasn't really asked to fix the boat, just asked to paint the boat. But he thought, you know, I'm right here. I should probably do it. And so he went around, he gathered up what he needed. He patched the two small holes, painted the boat, and, you know, just did a really good job and left. Anyway, as he was going about his day the next day, a man drives up and comes out and, you know, is just very excited and overwhelmed and gives the guy a big check. And it's much more than he had contracted to paint the boat. And he says, this is way more than I asked for. This is more than, you know, should be, you know, paid for this. And the guy says, well, I'm not paying you for painting the boat. It's for repairing the hole in the boat. And he says, well, it was just a little thing. You know, it took me a few extra minutes. It's not worth all of that. And the guy says, you don't understand. When I asked you to paint the boat, I forgot about the holes in the boat. I knew they were there. I meant to ask you to do it and I forgot, but you noticed them. You did it anyway. I was gone all day yesterday, and after you painted the boat, my kids saw it and pushed it into the lake, and they went and rowed out of the lake and you know, enjoyed the time in the boat. If you hadn't fixed those holes, the boat would have sunk, and, you know, my kids could have drowned. And so it's not that the service was so small. It was something that you saw that needed doing, and that you did it without being asked. And, you know, just to imagine the feelings of the father when he came home and saw the boat gone and the kids gone and realized that he hadn't mentioned the holes to the repairman. And then when he sees the boat come in and it's all fine and he checks over the boat and he finds these, you know, well-made patches, in the boat. And so it's little things. It's noticing things, that need to be done and doing it without being asked. Sometimes improvising and figuring out how it can be done. It's something I'm trying to teach my kids. You know, they have this thing where, they'll step over dirty clothes in their room, walk around, toys that should be put away, instead of just taking the few seconds it would be to, you know, put them away. And, you know, so it's a process with kids, as I'm sure, any of you who've had kids, know. Getting people to notice little things, where it's just a few seconds or a few minutes, whether it be, you know, making sure, I's are dotted and T's are crossed, giving a compliment, picking something up that was dropped, calling attention to something that needs to be done, correcting a mistake early on. Joke about the roll-on when we were in Florida. They were passing out the plus relief in the new bottles, and Darren Sliva pretty soon noticed that on the label for the roll-on it said oral use only, and you know, it's definitely not for oral use, but you know, just noticing a little thing and calling it up. I mean, that saved some customers from some confusion and maybe, you know, some embarrassment, on our part going, you know, having to explain, well, we have typos on our labels and things like that. But, you know, it's just little things like that. And I was thinking back to a little thing that made a big difference for me years and years ago. I was engaged to be married. I was working selling pest control in California. I found out about a bad thing that some of the people in my company were doing. I would sell the pest control, and then applicators would come after me and do the application. We were doing residential. We were doing commercial. And found out that what they were doing, instead of doing proper applications they were supposed to, they were essentially spraying on one side of the house or the building with the full strength and then diluting about halfway through the building and then just spraying water on the rest of it. And what it would do, it was to push all the bugs in building A into building B, because that was the safe exit. They were just kind of pushed out of the building. And so the next door would suddenly have a whole bunch of bugs. And so the applicator would then go and say, hey, have you noticed a lot of bugs in the area? Oh, yeah, it's just the last couple of days. It's crazy. And they would sell that house, and they'd do the same thing, and they would just push bugs around the block. And, you know, it just seemed like a pretty dirty trick to play. And so I went to the boss thinking that, you know, he would take care of things. And instead, it turned out that was kind of company policy. And instead of fixing it, they fired me. And that was just a couple of weeks before I was supposed to get married. And I was driving one of their cars and living in one of their apartments. And so suddenly I was homeless in California, which is not a good look when you're about to get married. And I got on the phone with Dave Johnson and, you know, was asking him, you know, how can I, you know, make money really quickly. I've got 3 weeks before I need to get on a plane. I don't have a place to stay. I'm kind of stuck. And he gave me some advice. He talked to me a little bit, and then he got me on the phone with somebody who, not exactly the same situation, but similar. He'd gone all the way across the country. He'd left everybody he knew. He went from the West Coast to the East Coast to start a business, and absolutely knew nobody, and was trying to build this, but he was having trouble talking to people. And he wrote for himself a simple script so he could keep his mind on track. And anyway, Dave got me on the phone with this guy. And, you know, the guy's really busy. He's struggling himself. He's running around. He's trying to build a business. He's trying to live a life. And he doesn't know me at all. I'm just some, you know, 23, 24-year-old kid living in California. And he spent about 20 minutes with me teaching me a couple of different scripts, because I was terrified to go out and sell this new thing. You know, I had a story, but I couldn't keep it straight. I was taking too long. And anyway, he just spent just a few minutes with me to help me feel confident, to run through it a few times. And you know, it seemed like such a simple thing, but I used that script thousands and thousands of times over the next several months. And in that 3 week period that I had, I sold enough to pay for an apartment to stay in. It was a terrible apartment. I've had enough to eat and to get back to where I needed to go. You know, something that I, you know, moved away from as I got more confident, but I still remember that script. I still, teach the basics of it, when I'm trying to train somebody new. And, I never met the guy face to face. I talked to him on the phone that one time, and that's 26, almost 27 years ago. And, in Avini, at our, dinner that we had at Doug Dickey's house in Utah a couple of weeks ago, I actually met the guy face to face all those years ago. And I was able to thank him, for, you know, taking that time to talk to a stranger, who was kind of having a panic attack in California. But anyway, his name's, Dave Gilday, and now he's here in Avini, and he's awesome. So, just as you're going through the day, there may be just little things. They might be an inconvenience. You might have to interrupt your flow, to just do one little extra thing. And oftentimes it's not all the big things you did. It's not all the plans that you had. It's that one little thing where you took 10 minutes extra, that makes all the difference. And so, yeah, just look out for that one extra phone call, that one extra nice word. You know, the helping the somebody cross line has nothing to do with your business. You're not going to get paid on it, but it might be the thing that changes everything. So look for the small stuff, because it's all small stuff and it's all important, and every little thing you do adds up, even if you don't see it for decades. So anyway, if anybody has any small stuff stories or any wins that they want to talk about for the next 5-10 minutes, go ahead and hit *6 and you can pop on and share with us.
Hi, Chris. This is David Chan. I thank you for your sharing of the little thing. And for me, I think on our day-to-day life now, the little thing is for us to acknowledge God in our life. When you open your eye in the morning, you're able to see light, you're able to get up, and you get on a new day for a quick, wonderful day. So I think the little thing for me is to notice those things and be thankful for the little thing, you know, right? Knowing you, meeting you in person was a great experience for me this Saturday when we met. I know David Johnson since 1980, and I know David has done many, many of those little things that bring him the way he is today, being our leader. So thank you very much, Bruce.
Thanks, David. It was wonderful to meet you, too.
Chris, I've got a little thing story.
Okay.
So it was interesting. I've often found that sometimes when you follow the impression to do little things, big things actually come about. As many of you know, I've kind of shared a little bit of a story about meeting a woman at the bank because of my business name. And this particular woman, she mentioned to me she has a really nasty condition with her liver, and the doctors have actually given her a very a very short shelf life. They told her she only has five years left to live, and she's 44. The interesting thing about it is, you know, through a great deal of prayer and fasting, that's how I identify the individuals that I know I should need to work with. And last Tuesday, I had this woman's name on my mind. Well, I reached out to her, and she says, I do want to try the products. I'm a little broke right now. I'm between paychecks, don't have the ability to actually purchase the product, but I badly, badly want to try it. And so, anyways, yesterday, all day long, I could not get her name out of my head, and I felt like I needed to call her. So I called her up and I started talking to her, and through a very, very tearful conversation, great deal of emotion, she told me how all of this came about. When her husband was in the military, they botched her pregnancy, almost lost her and the baby. She had preeclampsia, and they let her go 2 weeks long. And when the baby was born, he was 27 inches long. And he was almost a 10-pound baby. And they wanted her to deliver naturally. After they almost lost the baby, they went in to do a cesarean to get the baby out of her. And when the doctor was in there, you know, he halfway tied her tubes, messed everything up, didn't attach her stomach muscles to her abdominal wall. So she couldn't even sit up for years. But also while they were in there, they were doing something. I don't remember exactly what she said, and they ended up nicking her bowel, which gave her leaky gut complications. Anyhow, the story just continues to get worse and worse as I'm talking to her and finding out more about her history. And as I was listening to her, I then identified and realized the reason why I couldn't get her name out of my head. It's because I firmly believe that I needed to give her the bottle to help her out. I understand not everybody has that gift and ability to do so. But as I was talking to her and hearing her story of where she's come from and how things are transpiring to the point to where her and her family are so messed up health-wise, that this is the one and only small thing that I can do on my behalf to help her. So I'm actually getting ready to go right now so I can take that to her. But as I happened to mention that I had her on my mind and I knew I needed to take this to her, there was a great big long pause on the phone. And she came back on the phone. And she said, "Thank you, Thane, for actually caring about me and my family." She says, "I felt like I have been doing nothing but struggling and fighting an uphill battle. And if this works, this is the glimmer of hope I've been praying for. So do the little things." Sorry for getting emotional, Chris.
That's okay. We all need a few sniffles in the morning.
Hey, Chris, so, this is Rich Cotter.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Rich.
You mentioned Dave Gilday in your story, and I just want to say what a great guy Dave Gilday is. I knew him years before and ran into him at Doug Dickey's home, just like you did. And we have been mentoring together. He's been a great help to me in the last couple of weeks, because together we've helped put together a prospecting video. And you're right about scripts. He is a brilliant script writer. And together we helped develop a script for this prospecting video. And it's interesting to see our lives intersect. And I just want to give a shout out to Dave Gilday as well. He's one that truly cares about people, and he has a business mind and a gift in putting scripts together that capture people's imagination.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it really does come down to just those little things. You know, I love Thane's story, because I don't know if everybody's religious. I am. But when you read through scriptures, everybody's expecting the miracles to be the pillar of fire, or, you know, a lightning strike or something, you know, supernaturally. I've never seen that before, but almost all of them are one person, going out of their way, someone whose path was diverted, where this person is the answer to this other person's prayer. And I think that's almost always how it happens, that when we get those little promptings, you know, just to say something, just to do something, to wait one more minute, that's where the miracles come from. Ask one more time. So thank you guys for being part of this morning, for being on there. And I know that, you know, if you do the one more thing, those tiny, tiny, tiny little seeds grow into something great. So thanks for being on the call with us, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and do look forward to those details on our Arvini Vegas thing, end of September, early October, and all those details should be on the website pretty soon. So thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thanks, Chris. Great call.
Rich, and David, if you're on the line, that video that you put together is absolutely amazing. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I hope it's helpful to many.
It'll make a lot of people happy. They'll be able to understand it better and easier and faster. So it's awesome.
Thanks. Thank you, David. Dave Gilday. It's called The Right Time, and you can find the link on AviniHealthTraining.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.